acid is kicking in, man. Look out the window. What do you see out there? Rabbits?
A rabbit? A full-size human rabbit is what I see.
Are you the wall starting to melt for you, man?
I'm not sure. We should have waited for the edible until after the show.
Hello, Kevin. Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on in the hallway here.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo.
You survived the weekend.
Of course.
Yeah, I did too, ish. I'm doing fine.
Oh no, you're
woke
hungover.
Up pretty late. Yeah, it was a fun
Sluggo's
weekend.
Sluggo's hungover. He's hungover.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting back into the swing of it. It's been a few months. I've been a good boy through the holidays. But now I'm like, wait a minute.
When you say good boy, you mean that with derision.
Yeah, I mean like just a bottle of wine and just a hell of a lot of weed. Not
right.
The other.
Right. But now you're back.
I'm coming back, man. Oh, coming back, swinging for the fences.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
The Rams.
Yeah. Wow. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute.
Yep.
Dang.
Second team to play at home in the Super Bowl since last year, I guess. Last year was the first time.
Which is weird.
And I don't know if you've heard the song Ram It, but it's...
Excuse me?
Ram It is...
How dare you?
Spectacular.
Oh, yeah?
And also awful and really great.
Sweet. That's my favorite combination. Mm-hmm. That's a great combination.
Yep. Man breaks into a hospital.
Okay.
Man breaks into a hospital. That's so weird. We'll let you guess in a minute.
Okay.
And how you're a dick to your partner.
That list is endless. That we don't have time for that.
A call-in topic coming up a little bit later on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. Look at this beautiful day. It's nice and cloudy.
It looks kind of hazy.
Yeah, it's a little hazy.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I prefer the big, huge clouds and rain, but I'll take it. It's dark.
I prefer sun.
Dark like my soul.
You are a vampire?
Yes. I don't know what that noise is.
Let's talk about football because the Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
Football!
Which happens a week from Sunday
right here
at SoFi Stadium. Yep. And they made a song in the 80s. Everyone made a song in the 80s, I think.
That's true.
It was started by the Chicago Bears.
Right.
In 1985, I want to say, they had a perfect season.
Yep.
So they started by recording the Super Bowl Shuffle. Now, this is the team... along with some of the players rapping.
Yeah, and I played this on the radio when it was new. I was
1985
in radio playing this on the air when it was new. Yeah,
you're old.
I know, right?
Listen to this.
I mean, this is such what everything sounded like in 1985.
1985, yeah. 100%.
Bad Prince ripoff.
Mm-hmm. We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad,
we know we're good. It's actually the Bears.
Remember like William the Refrigerator Perry?
Yep.
325 pounds. They'd hand him the ball at the goal line. And I like the dance. Walter Payton. It's like Mickey Mo Mance. We had the goal since training camp. To give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shot. All right.
We can go from that to the... Ready for the World. Oh,
yep.
Oh, Sheila.
1985. Yep.
Oh.
But you know the song you didn't hear a lot of?
No, what's that?
Was Ram It.
What? Excuse me? Huh? So this is the modern.
No.
Hey, oh.
What do you mean the modern? This happened in 1985 as well.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know this one.
1985.
I did not play
Eric
this
Dickerson
one.
Dickerson was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of
this
different Rams. Listen to this. And then they really, really don't hide the fact that there's a double entendre
it
at
is.
All.
Wait, huh? This is Big Bad Jackie, and I'm starting this off. The Rams get down, so nobody score. And don't you worry, because the Rams are rapping. When game time comes, we'll be back to zapping. We can't sing, and our dance is not pretty. But we'll do our best for the team and the city. So get on your feet and clap your hands. Let's ram it right now with L.A. Rams. Hollywood Hanson, Dodge City Club. If you throw it my way, it's going to be rough. I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me. Wow.
Gee, I wonder what they could be talking about.
Well, you know, being a ram.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody likes ramming more than me.
No. Tom Regina, nobody dresses sweeter. But under the
as cool as a quarterback with Streeter. I come from the end, looking for the sack. I don't stop coming till I put him on the back.
This is limousine winning, my moves are like dreams. They call me the demon on special teams. I know how to rock from the toes to the head. When I pull the trigger, I'll knock you dead.
I'm a mountain man from West VA. They call me Herc, and I came to play. I learned long ago to ram it just right. You can ram it all day and ram it all night.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't think they play all night now, what? Do they? Do they play football all night?
No, but you can ram
long?
It all night, Sluggo.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Don't you understand what they're saying?
No, I'm confused.
And then somebody put current players' heads on the bodies of the original Rams.
Which I'm sure they love.
So like, I'm going to repost that in just
please.
A second. At the Kevin Ryder. But that's Ram It. Excellent. Good times. Love that song.
Yeah, good song.
Yes, on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've talked repeatedly about how you want to go.
Oh, yeah, how you want to drop dead?
Yes.
Leave this fine life of ours?
What are the optimum circumstances under which you would pass away?
Sex.
British man, 70, dies inside Happy Ending Massage Parlor in Thai City.
I don't want to be... Oh, never mind. I don't want to even... Yeah, okay. Wow, really? 70, huh?
It's a Happy Ending Massage Parlor in Thai City after falling asleep. So the massage therapist, oh, by the way, it says falling asleep during the procedure.
Not procedure.
It's not a procedure.
Yeah,
right?
I'm here for the procedure. I'm stepping back.
Apparently, she noticed that he had stopped breathing and then started choking.
He's really having a good time.
So she called some of the other women over, and they were trying to...
Is this normal for really old guys like this?
Do CPR on the guy.
That's not CPR.
And apparently, he had taken off his clothes, was lying naked on the massage table.
Ow.
And then she found him choking. And then they realized that he was dead. The dude just died.
Shuffled off this mortal coil.
So they put a towel on him.
Well, that's nice, at least.
And they called the police.
Yeah.
And the officer said they looked at the building for signs of foul play or struggle, but they found nothing. It was just a dude named Robert John Swain.
And where is this?
This is in Thai City.
So it's legal there, I would think.
Yes.
So they're not going, hey, what were you doing to this guy? Looks like he was having a good old time.
I don't think they asked question.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, whatever.
But his headstone is going to say Robert John Swain. What? What?
Passed on doing what he loved having done the most.
Giving him a hand? Making soup? Drilling for oil? What? Which is it going to be? Shaking hands with the milkman?
Impersonating a volcano?
Playing 5-on-1? Turning on the sprinklers? Scratching Yoda behind the ears?
Those are all going to go on the gravestone, huh? They should put them all on there. Yeah.
I think so, too, yes. That would be ideal.
Oh, man.
Palm Sunday. What? Celebrating Palm Sunday. Sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hashtag fact.
Man sneaks into hospital.
Man sneaks into hospital.
You don't hear that every day.
Nope.
You know where else you don't hear the story come from? Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow. There's nothing to do in Iowa, so let's go hang in the hospital.
We are going to play Guess What Happens Next.
Oh, cool.
Let's start.
Okay.
First question that comes to our minds is why?
Des Moines police are trying to identify this man. They say he got into Mercy One around midnight on December 28th.
So it's December 28th.
3 days post-Christmas, just before New Year's, this past year when everything was really dull.
And he does what?
What does he do
why
when he gets
he
into the hospital?
Why is he sneaking into the hospital?
Yeah. I suppose he wants to find the medicine cabinet. That would be my guess. Yeah.
That's a smart guess.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
By pretending to be the father of a baby, he slipped by a nurse.
Okay. Father of a baby.
He's pretending to be a father of a baby.
Okay.
He slips by the nurse.
Right.
And by the way, he was in the NICU, which is neonatal intensive care unit.
Oh, geez.
And you have to scrub up and mask up and all that kind of stuff just to get in.
Yeah. So he's in there. He realized that his mistress has had a child. He wants to go take a peek.
No.
No, that's not it?
No.
Damn
There's zero relation.
Oh, really?
So what do you think he does?
I can't even guess.
Bottle fed a baby in the NICU, then just left.
All right.
The family.
So the dude broke into the hospital.
Right.
Picked up a baby.
Right.
Bottle fed it.
Here you go.
Put it back down and left. Wasn't his kid. Not his kid.
Wow. How?
How does that happen?
Maybe a therapist said, you know, maybe you should, I don't know, to help get you used to whatever.
Go to a hospital and break
it? I'm sure the therapist wouldn't suggest that. I'm just thinking someone took it way
too far. Bottle feed a baby?
A random
child. And then leave? Wouldn't you be just frightened out of your mind to see somebody else holding
your baby? And I'm like, why did you let them in?
Yes.
How did this happen?
Agreed.
The family, obviously, very frightened. I mean, this is something that would startle any parent.
Des Moines police say the man was trespassing, but what they don't know is why the man did this.
This is definitely something new to all of us. When we think about child stealing or predators, this is not how they behave, or at least how we're familiar with them behaving. In this case, there was absolutely no harm done to the child.
Wait, I got it. He's a time traveler, and he was putting something in the formula that is going to make the kid be able to accomplish the task that if it isn't done by the year 2072, we all die. And that's what he is. He's a time traveler.
How did you guess that?
And on the surface, no intent to commit any other crime beyond what he did to get in there.
Thomas Slater, a lawyer in West Des Moines that deals with medical malpractice cases, says the hospital has a duty of care to the baby in the NICU.
You think?
Duty.
Yeah, he said
duty. And an unidentified person claiming to be a parent should not have been allowed.
No kidding! Oh.
Really? That's some great reporting.
That seems like a good idea. I don't know. Maybe not.
What a bizarre story.
Super weird.
The dude broke in just to bottle feed a baby and left.
Yeah. Did he burp him, the baby?
It doesn't say.
There's no burp news.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The Rams yesterday made it to the Super Bowl with 2 weeks at SoFi Stadium. It's going to be the second year in a row, only the second year in a row, and the second time that it happened, that a home team plays in their own stadium in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's insanely rare.
Because they picked it, I think, in 2016.
That's so weird.
Is when they picked SoFi before it was even built and open.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'll be done. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. So they picked that in 2016, and now the Rams are actually going to play in the Super Bowl at home.
Thanks for building this, you guys. We'll get her done.
Yep. For People Magazine, 2/3 of sports fans are superstitious when it comes to game day.
That's pretty much all of them.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Because fans are crazy. Like, from wearing a specific jersey every time their team plays.
Right.
50% of people who watch their
will
team
do that.
Will wear a specific jersey.
And they're quite convinced that if they, for whatever reason, not able to wear it, that's why the team lost.
I don't know, because I've worn the same sweatshirt, a Kings sweatshirt, to Kings games.
Right.
The same one that I did when they won the Cup in 2014.
Right.
I've gotten it washed, of course.
Thank you.
But I wear it to every game.
Right.
I don't know. It just...
Sure.
Do I believe it helps?
Yeah.
No.
No? You just feel like that connection, that moment in time is still with you. They can do it again, but you're not really sending any kind of energy out on
them. I mean, I don't know that I'm not.
Yeah, right. That's good. I like that it's lurking in there somewhere.
So 50% say that they wear specific jerseys, and then we're going to take your calls on what you do, especially as a Rams fan.
Yeah, or know someone who does. Like, yes. If there's someone who just believes this is what they got to do and the team's going to lose otherwise.
I mean, honestly, we could open it up to any sport.
Yeah.
It's just your game day ritual because sports fans are crazy. So they say 50% of people wear a specific jersey. 44% say they don't wash it till the end of the season.
Wow. Boy, that's pretty nasty by the end.
Yeah, right?
Woo!
To sitting in a specific spot.
Mm. A la John Frost. Tell the kids about John Frost.
John Frost is a friend of ours who worked at the other station, and when he was watching a game, if something good happened and he had his chin in his hand, he would freeze in that position and stay there.
Through the rest of the game.
Yes, until something else happened, and then he would pretzel himself up some other way.
Oh, so once something else good happened, then he could change into a new position.
Well, it was whatever position he was in
at the moment
when that happened.
Right.
But he would sit in a specific spot in a specific body position.
Now, this is the guy that created the new detective.
Yes.
He was a very interesting, creative fellow. And I totally believe that he believed that sort of stuff. Like, he's the kind of guy that really does kind of believe, I am affecting the game here.
Well, the survey of 2,400 Americans who regularly watch or attend sporting events found 62% have even blamed themselves for their team's loss.
Damn, that's some guilt.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
are you kidding
hardcore.
Me?
I don't blame myself for my own failures. It's always somebody else's fault.
Three-fifths fifths. That's insane. They blame themselves for the team's loss.
I did it. I should have worn that smelly underwear.
Right?
My wife insisted I not wear it today.
So 818-955 KLOS for superstitions when it comes to game day. It doesn't have to be football, but if you're a Rams fan, for sure we want to put you on.
Yeah.
818-955 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo wasn't looking at me. I started talking long before you turned on the mic.
Did you really?
Yes, yes. I was just standing over here yapping for no reason. Those of you that don't enjoy sports, I think you're going to like this because sports fans are crazy.
Yeah.
The Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
It's kind of like gambling, too. I mean, you know, when we go gambling with some friends, there's a couple that they have to do a particular ritual. Not one of those where they pray to the machine. Have you seen those people?
Oh, of course.
They paw the machine. Mm-hmm. They kiss it. But if I walk up, they're like, get away from me!
Of course, because you're in their
bad luck.
Mojo or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. You have a sports superstition? What is it?
Okay, it's not mine. It belonged to my dad before he passed away. So I'm 50 years old now. From the time I was 8, anytime the Dallas Cowboys were playing, if I came in to the room, he would give me this glare, and I kid you not, Danny White would throw a damn interception. And it was always my fault.
So you were the bad luck in that. And I applaud you for being the bad luck for the Cowboys. Well done.
And I tell you what, to this day, I refuse to watch the Dallas Cowboys football game.
Good man. You're a good man. By the way, thank you for calling. By the way, these superstitions go beyond respondents themselves. 38% feel somebody in their family is responsible, which this guy.
Yeah, right.
And 84% of them have asked that person to leave the room when they're watching a game.
Wow, even if they're a kid. Like, who cares how this affects you, ultimately? So what? Hello, KLOS.
Oh, man, you guys had to put that out there, the superstition thing.
Sports superstitions. You have one?
Yeah. So I'm a big Rams fan. I've got season tickets. I went to yesterday's game. I'm hungover right now.
Yeah, well done, sir.
And I never open up the cabinets above my TV set. So what I did is I put a couple of my Rams hats and a jersey up there and this signed football from, like, 5 years ago, and they haven't lost since I put that up there, and it's staying until after the Super Bowl, man.
Nice.
Now, if they win, does it stay for another season, or how does that work?
Oh, no, that means the job is complete.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
It's so funny how we can all make up our own rules.
And somewhere in the back of your head, you kind of believe it. You kind of think,
do you kind of believe it?
I think there's power.
Not really, but so far it's worked, so I'm rolling with it.
Yep. That's a wise man.
I think what's the harm is basically what most people think. Yeah.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Man, actually, I had a weird one on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing golf with some people. 16 of us get together each month. We call it the Talkers Golf Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out and play golf. And one of the guys used to be one of my foremans. He wore his collared 49er shirt, and the first thing I did when I saw him, I haven't seen him, you know, since last month, I gave him a big old hug, and man, he got this look and backed off, and he's like, you touched me. And I said, I give you a hug. He goes, this is game day. And I'm going, what do you mean game day? We're playing the Rams.
I love it.
He goes, I don't want anyone to touch me on game day. I said, well, good luck.
I would have spent the rest of the day touching him.
Yeah, and getting other people like, hey, yes. go up and grab him. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I kept going up and trying to pat him on the ass and stuff like that. And I get this nasty text. This nasty text at the end of the game.
At the end of the football game?
You'll f*** me up. So...
It
was fun.
I like it.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your sports superstition.
As the Rams are going to be playing in the Super Bowl, we thought it would be a good time to talk to fans about their sports superstitions. You have one?
For me, whenever I have a football game going on and Tony Romo is casting it,
right?
I feel like the team I'm rooting for loses.
So Tony Romo being the broadcaster is a bad thing for your team?
He's a bad juju for any team I root for.
Well, who do you root for?
I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, but when I was watching the games on Sunday, I had to root for the Chiefs because I wanted them to lose.
Well, Serge, we have his phone number. We could contact him. Do you want to talk to him, tell him to F off, get off the radio, get off the TV?
No, because I like his analysis, and I think he's a
that's interesting.
Interesting.
So even though he wrecks your team, you still like him on the air. I like that. That's
and I also like that you root for another team so that they lose.
Yeah, it's the only way I go. And Sunday, I had to root for those Rams because I have the 49ers going all the way home now, baby.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
That's fighting words. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your sports superstition.
We started the hour talking about the Rams being in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday, and we're taking calls on your sports superstitions.
For 25 years, season ticket holder for the Chargers until that potato head moved up to L.A.
Right.
My buddy and I had a ritual. We had to swill down 3 quarts of Steinlager every morning before we went into the game.
So you would go to the game drunk?
Drunk? No, I say lubed.
Lubed, okay.
That's a good way of putting it. And how did it work for you? How did the system work?
It worked great unless they lost, and then we were very unhappy.
Yeah, and whose fault was it when they lost? Like, what happened? Because yeah, clearly you were doing the system.
Was that on you?
Or...
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
I see.
It wasn't me. I wasn't the coaching staff.
Oh, I see how it works.
But when it worked, it was you.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Because the coaching staff clearly blew it, but you took it. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for doing the good work that you've done.
Thank you for what you two did.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. You have a sports superstition?
Yeah, so I have to be wearing my team's jersey or anything affiliated with them in order to win.
But it can be anything. It can be a hat, a shirt,
underwear.
Underwear.
Hat, shirt, jersey, jacket.
Who's your team?
The New York Yankees.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah.
You should be ashamed to say that. You should be ashamed to live here and say that.
No, it's the history behind this.
Yeah, whatever.
You keep wearing what you want to wear. You don't listen to this Kevin fella. And thanks for calling with your superstitions.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I'd like to request BOC Godzilla, please.
I mean, it's not technically a sports superstition, but okay.
Yeah, it's not Friday, the All Request Fest, but sure, why not?
Okay, 95.5. KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was having lunch with Maren, and she was eating healthy, and I wasn't. And I got up.
You could ever be brought over to the healthy side?
No. I got up, and I went over and got some Oreos.
Sure.
And sat down and ate 3 of them. Mm-hmm. I only had 4.
Now, is she working hard to eat well?
She's being aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, so Oreos healthy. Tempting to her?
So I had 3, and then I looked up, and she was just looking at me like... I was like, sorry, I didn't think about that. Mm. So I thought a good phone topic would be how you're addicted to your partner.
Wow.
Maybe you mean it, maybe you didn't.
Right.
But it could be, remember we did concerts once already. You had to go to a concert with your significant other.
Right.
Because they made you go.
Yeah, we got to go see Rick Astley.
Yes. Or diet. In this particular case, not diet, but just eating healthy.
Yeah. So, and speaking of music, I mean, you know, I'm basically always listening to just a plethora of stuff.
Yeah,
and sometimes really, really bad stuff. And she's like, really?
Why?
Gotta keep this on? Does it have to be so loud it's shaking the walls?
At the other place, we would have people come up to us and say, I'd like to take a picture. And then one of the couple would say, no. I'll take it because they drive me crazy with your show, which I'm sure happens with you and me as well.
Yeah. I had people that absolutely did not want me signing the calendars. And they'd be like, they give it to Jed. They give it to you guys. They'd give it to Tammy.
That's pretty awesome.
Take it away from him.
TV shows, maybe you're into. Music you're into. Yeah. However, you're a dick to your significant other.
Right.
To make me feel better. 818-955. KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. You are a dick to your significant other. We're talking about you are a dick to your partner. KLOS, hello.
Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, if you're still getting laid and you can eat Oreos.
Break out them Oreos.
About that shit.
Thank you for calling.
Let's hope that she's not listening right now. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so back in 2018, my wife was pregnant with my son, and we decided to go get a steak at a place in Long Beach called Prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, she goes to order a blue cheese salad, and I remind her, hey, you can't have curdled cheese because you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, okay, I'll get ranch. And then when the waitress asked me, well, what do you want? I said, I'll get the blue cheese salad.
Yours, dear.
Did you share it at all?
She gave me that you're a dick look and almost kicked me out of the restaurant.
That's pretty strong.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You were a dick to your significant other?
Yes. We go bowling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
On the first game of bowling, usually I'm practicing about being consistent and trying to keep myself maintainable. And then we have a thing where on the ninth frame, whoever strikes on the ninth frame wins.
So basically, you're just playing for one frame?
But that's kind of how it is on the first game, because
okay.
I practice. I'm a really good bowler.
Gotcha.
And then she'll go, ha, I win. Ninth frame, I got a strike.
Gotcha.
And then the next game, I blow her out of the water, and I get a strike in the ninth frame, and then my score is also double hers usually.
And you just can't hold back from not bowling well. You got to do it, right?
I would like to become a professional bowler sometime, but I bowl 5 days a week.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And that's like my hobby. That is my get me out of the house thing to do. And she loves it too.
Yeah. You like to hurl spheres. I've always loved bowling actually myself. I'm not nearly good at it. Yeah.
Plus you get all the chicks.
Plus you always win on the ninth frame strike.
Right. Exactly.
818-955-KLOS. You were a dick to your partner.
818-955-KLOS. You were a dick to your partner.
And we can use those words on the radio. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Heads up, this is your Cliff Notes.
A man in Des Moines, Iowa broke into the NICU in the hospital, bottle fed a baby that wasn't his, and then left by himself.
He didn't even go through the medicine cabinet.
So bizarre.
Totally weird.
We talked sports superstitions. A Chargers fan got drunk, or as he liked to call it, lubed, before going to all home games. He took credit for every Charger win and blamed the losses on the coaching staff.
Clearly, that's the right way to do it.
And an old British man died on the table during a happy ending massage in Thailand.
Not so happy ending.
I guess there's worse ways to die, though.
That is a fact. I'm going to go see if that's true right now. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This is Emily. I can't believe this. Thank you so much for picking up. I love you guys. Oh my God, I can't believe this. This is a dream come true. You guys should really play more Kiss on your radio station. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't believe. Wait, am I caller 13?
I'm sorry, Gene Simmons of Kiss. What did you just say?
I would have continued playing if it wasn't for stupid Paul Stanley being a bitch. Paul Stanley calls me up and he's like, are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID. And I said, Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy, hairy body and we'll go out and we'll play a show. But no.
So is he feeling better now?
No, he's a mess.
He's not. Okay, he's a mess.
He looks horrible. His plastic surgery is terrible. He's not all natural like me.
No.
Referencing the COVID itself.
Yeah, just does he feel okay?
His illness, yeah.
That's all.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
Truth be told, if he dies tomorrow, I'll just get a new lead singer. I'll probably be happier.
Wow. That's kind of rough.
Yes, it is.
Such amazing stuff from Slash. The River is Rising on KLOS.
KLOS, who's this?
Chris Martinez.
And why telephonest thou? KLOS Radio.
Because I want to try and win Slash tickets.
You got them.
River, no way.
Yeah! You win!
Yeah, all right.
You got two tickets to see Slash in concert Friday, February 18th at YouTube Theater featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
And we'll throw in a KLOS Slash t-shirt.
And you can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, but Chris does not have to.
No, you don't have to, dude. You win.
Heck yeah.
Hey, language, man. Come on. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back. There was one more call about irritating your significant other that I think we should take. Hello, KLOS.
You were a dick to your partner?
Yes, I was.
All right, what happened?
So, you know, we were I was going on, right? You know, like, I was looking at the balls and everything, you know, and he's not able to, like, get up, you know, and then, you know, he has to, like, you know, like, put, you know, like, his like in my face, right? You know what I'm.
I think we're good on this one.
I need to hear more.
I'm gonna give you get your number and you can call her back. And thanks for calling. It's just shocking.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you. Kevin here. Hold on. Kevin here. Sorry, I have to swallow. Okay, I had to swallow. Sorry, I have to swallow. Kevin, you son of a bitch, what? Wow, I gotta swallow a lot. Again, what the fuck? That is stupid. Gotta swallow. Sorry, I can't stop swallowing. Listen, I'm a child. I have a lot of spit. Is that weird?
Not for you.
Kevin here. You know I love my car chases. This one yesterday involved, God damn it. Now he's chilling. Man, oh dear Lord, I'm going to start again. Nope. I have a lot of spit, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that.
Swallow.
I want to hold your hand. The Beatles song started a 7-week run at the number one spot on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1964. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when Pink Floyd signed their deal with EMI Records, making them officially a band. And the same day, they recorded Syd Barrett's songs Arnold Lane and Candy and a Currant Bun at the Sound Technique Studio in Chelsea, London. Thanks to Mick Jagger for coughing up some money for some lawyers. On this day in rock in 1979, Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols was released on bail after attacking Todd Smith, Patti Smith's brother.